Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, just as an aside to David Tanner of Florida, who took the initial stab and the great stab that he did, not just a stab, it was a great song. David's fantastic. It's funny and it's great. On the song called His Head Nailed a Tree on California 33 about Bud. We're going to try it with Wes Hurlford tonight. His head nailed a tree on California 33. Yeah. Hell, his head nailed a tree. His head nailed a tree on California 33. I like to go and have myself a pee. But Bud's head hit a tree and now just shit. But Bud's head hit a tree on... What the fuck is... Why is that doing that now, bitch? I guess it doesn't matter, does it? Let me see something here, man. Did we mono out those fucking channels? No, man. Don't do it, man. Don't do it, Barnes. Let me see. Look at the slow-ass motherfucking Wi-Fi I got tonight. Fucking everything's slow in this motherfucker. Yeah, whatever the fuck. So long as it doesn't sound like fucked up mono when it's a stereo track, you know? Like, you know, the fucking guitar is missing. That's a hard track to figure it out on. Wait a minute. This is what we used to dance to in the 70s. You know, there's a Scottish bar in Pasadena. It was owned by a couple of Scottish guys. That's why it's a Scottish bar. It was called the Loch Ness Monster, too. But it made it all the more comfortable that it was called the Loch Ness Monster. And then they used to play, these guys played this shit nonstop on their jukebox. Every night, this motherfucking song would kick on. But by about 10 o'clock at night, the place was a lot of fun to be in. So. And then the average white band came to California. I don't know if you guys know this story. And their drummer was a guy by the name of Robbie McIntosh. And they came to California. They were a big hit. They were a fucking hit. They were a smash. And they had already done Pick Up the Pieces. And I think they were working on their second album. And they came here for their first tour. And I guess they were in L.A. They were doing a lot of clubs. And they were here in L.A. They were doing the Roxy. And they did the Troubadour. And I'm sure they did all these clubs across the country. And I'm going to call fucking Spectrum. God damn it. Motherfucking Wi-Fi speed sucks a fucking dick in this motherfucker. God damn. That's why everybody hates the fucking internet companies, you know. It's not the Wi-Fi, though, man. This is Ethernet, man. This is not Wi-Fi that we're having a problem with. Only for them to check. Anyway, long story short, not to be disrespectful in the telling of it, because it does end, as Ernest Hemingway said, all true stories end with death. In fact, I didn't learn that line reading Ernest Hemingway. I learned that line watching Brian's song, A Movie of the Week, on ABC. Hey. Nonetheless, it is true. And Hemingway did say that. At least that's what Jack Warden said, and he's a great actor. So, they come to California. They're invited to the big party, you know, and it's in Malibu, and it's at Cher's house, and I'm not putting down Cher. In fact, Cher is credited with saving the lives of a number of these band members. Now, the story I'm telling you is over 40 years old, and there may have been a lot of shit that came about after that, but they were snorting heroin, and this young man, Robbie McIntosh, who was probably my age at the time, died. Overdosed. Two other band members, one of whom was the lead singer, Alan Gorey, and I don't know who else, were in danger of ODing, and were walked up and down the beach by Cher herself. Now, a lot of people, and at the time, you know, I thought that was a really great thing. And of course, I thought what would have been a better thing is to call a fucking ambulance. They did not, for the following reasons. I believe I'm getting this right. They didn't want to get busted, and I don't blame them. There were a lot of people, there were drugs involved, and there was a lot of famous people there, and a lot of people would have been fucking ruined. Now, of course, you can say, and you would be very much within your rights to say, okay, but a man died. How, you know, what are you talking about, your reputation? I don't know with what rapidity his life passed from him. I don't know if he snorted it, and then you got a dead man. And it doesn't make any fucking difference. I mean, the fact of the matter remains, today you'd call an ambulance, I guess. Back then, it was a different, you were in danger of losing everything. You're, you know, getting arrested and being thrown in prison for thousands of years. And I will tell you this, and I'm speaking with knowledge. I didn't say experience, but with knowledge of the times and of having been around people who have had the experience. Back then, it wasn't just Cher that was walking people up and down a fucking beach or trying to get people from ODing without calling an ambulance. It was just about everybody who used drugs. And that means motherfuckers in suburbia, middle class, lower class, upper class, everybody. Nobody wanted to call the police. Nobody really wanted to call an ambulance. If an ambulance was called, it was generally called by someone who just flat out, you know, was didn't give a shit, who got arrested. And my hat's off to them. And at that time in my life, I was 23, 24 years old. I have to be honest with you, I probably would have gone along with the conventional wisdom, which was, let's see if we can, you know, keep this guy alive without calling ambulances and having police reports. And I'm thanking the good Lord on high that I was never put in that position, because that would have been, I would not have been able to live with it now. You know, back then it would have been a decision that I would have made. A lot of people would have made it, but, I don't know. I wasn't there, which is always the easy thing to say, but I wasn't. And there were only a few people there, or at least I should say the people that were there were the people that were there. They're the only ones I really know. But yeah, that was a really fucked up, terrible thing, because they were just hitting their, you know, they had just taken off from the launch pad, basically, and they were rocketing, man. And they had a cool name, and they had great music, and they were these Scottish guys, which, you know, I thought was cool, personally, being at least in name, a Scotsman. And it was just a bad thing, man, to hear about one of those guys fucking ODing. Jesus H. Christ, you know, it's like, when's this shit gonna end, you know? And, of course, heroin, for me, in my life, has always been a very foreign thing. I've heard... When I first started to smoke weed or use hallucinogenics, heroin was nowhere in the drug scene at that time. Only fucking degenerates shot heroin. Seriously. Heroin was something from the 50s. It was something that JDs did. It was something that, you know, the fucking lower classes, the leather-clad lower classes of drug users used. But then it became chic, and it came into common use. I wouldn't even say common use, because I never saw that shit at any party I was ever at. Coke, yeah. All kinds of fucking pills. I even saw cats shooting up other shit other than heroin. You know, methadrine, methamphetamine. Saw a lot of people, I saw people snorting that shit way back in the day. Because methamphetamine crank, I don't know if you know this or not, and I believe I've got my information right, was invented by the German military in World War II, the Nazis, not the Nazis of the Wehrmacht, but I mean, they were under the thumb of the Nazis. They were the ones that came up with methamphetamine, that really supersonic, I can do anything speed. And probably why they lost the fucking war. They're out there in this freezing cold of Russia thinking they don't need these jackets or clothes. They'll just go, you know, and they're not, I don't need to sleep. Did you ever see the faces of the German survivors of Stalingrad as they were basically led off to their fucking death to a POW camp in Russia? They don't look too good, man. You know, they look fucked up. They look bad. And they got that look on their face, like they don't even care if there's a camera on them. They don't care. They're looking through the camera past into some hereafter, you know. Test 1, 2, 3. Well, you know what I want to do with that? The fuck was that shit? Oh, average white man. I sat with the individual. Where's your country music, bitch? Don't give me this shit. I'm not creating an account. God damn, I can't take these fucking assholes. I'm looking for royalty-free country music. Premium royalty-free music. Sure. Unlimited royalty-free country music. Come on, I need instrumentals, man. I recognize this. This might be the way to go. But they have an annoying habit of going, you know,
storybook music.
He hit his head on a tree in California, 33. His head nailed a tree on California, 33. Bud Dickman is a friend of mine. Loves to ride his bike, well, all of the time. But then the night he came upon a terrible curve, a curve to swerve. Well, his head hit a tree. This is what this is great, man. There's no fucking... It's a terrible... It's a terrible story I got to tell you. Come on, boys. About Dickman 2. The night his head hit the tree in California, 33. The night his head hit the tree on Cal, 33. Well, Dickman is a very good friend of mine. Now, sweetie, yeah. Dickman is the kind of guy who likes to ride real high and wide. Wears his sneakers up to his neck. Yeah, got Snooki Winston here, Phil, on fiddle.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, do it, man. It sounds great. Yeah, don't direct the band, okay, Dean? Come on now. Don't direct. The night his head hit a tree on Cal 33. Dickman had pulled over to take a pee. Well, he got back on his bike and he rode off. It was one of those nights. The night his head hit a tree. It was 3 and 33. Night his head hit the tree on California 33. Yeah. Dickman got up from the wrecked bike. There's a big hole in his head. What a terrible sight. He said, does anybody feel like stopping off at the spot? Couple of cheeseburgers that go down. Maybe something hot. That's when Vivian showed up. The night his head hit a tree on California 33. Yeah, Billy. The night his head... Why don't you let Billy stretch out? Kill it. Kill it, boy. I want to stretch you out, Dean.
All right, guys.
No, I listen. Don't direct the band, Dean. You're not qualified. I'm your manager. Yeah, shit. Yeah, you're our manager, all right, man. You've managed me right into bankruptcy court. That's bullshit, and you know it. All right, well, thought I'd try it out.
All right, that's groovy. That's a groovy thing, man. Now, what in blue blazes? All right, so why are you not playing, man? Uh-oh. Okay, groovy. I want to, yeah.
I want you to start all over again.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. I guess we'll have to put up with that. I don't know what that is. It's a whirring sound of some sort. Of some sort. I do not need that. I need this over here, Jim. Why is it not loading, motherfucker? Come on, man. Oh, fuck. Come on, bitch. Thank you. God damn it. The night his head hit a tree on California 33.
What?
Okay, cool. So, here's what we got here, man. Let's go. I'd say the biggest failure of all of this digital shit is that it just doesn't respond very quickly.
All right.
All right. You want to take your order? What is that? That's the racetrack? Well, the closest thing I got is to that outdoor cafe, I think. Is this it? Yeah. That's a horse race, dude. That's not... Shit. Let's see. Where's that motherfucking outdoor cafe? Newsroom. Kitchen. This kitchen? Fucking worthless. Fucking worthless. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put... You're not going to close now, is that it? Because you're too fucking... Yeah.
Well, hey, Phil, it's great to be here, and, well, we're here at the cafe. They booked us into the Cafe Tropicano. This is a country bar, you know. Don't worry about it. People are going to love you. Well, we'll debut it here tonight. Yeah. Yay.
Now, when we did the encounter group, you know, with all the characters, we had all these sound effects, but I don't know what I did with them. Is the problem? I think I probably just said, "Fuck it, man. I'm not gonna save these because they might be over here." That's the part that frosts my ass. Yep, they are. Goddamn son of a cunt bitch. Okay, so we'll use this motherfucker then. Excuse my French. Pardon my French, folks, but I'm sure you understand. So, quit. Yes, groovy. All right, so now here is what we're going to do here. No, I still need that. But I, oh, fuck. How do I get these other ones over to this fucking computer? AirDrop? Hey. I guess that's what I do. AirDrop them. How do I AirDrop them to, I don't know how to AirDrop them over to this mini Mac. To number two, I mean. By the way, here is the plug for the thing, man. All right, good. So that's that. I can't use it, though. So let's close the motherfucker. Because what I got to do is I got to basically get this shit over to number one. Yes, save. Go ahead. Take your time, too. Yeah, that's great.
So that'll take a half hour for that motherfucker to save. All right. Tab Hunter and Sophia Loren. I saw a really interesting thing on Tab Hunter today. If you don't know who Tab Hunter, he was a, I guess you could say, a teen idol from the 50s who worked his ass off and became a respected actor in the 60s. In the 50s, he did a lot of glossy teen shit, and then he worked his ass off and became an accepted part of, you know, he did movies with Sophia Loren and he worked for Sidney Lumet. He did some really good shit. It was an interesting thing that, okay, airdrop, yeah, baby. I'm going to airdrop your ass now. Mac Mini. That's it. That's where I'm going. I do see who I'm looking for. Yeah. Sent. All right. So having... Aha! Look at here. This is a great thing. Open up. We did it. We did it. Well, that's good. But you see, the problem is, where is all of it? The fact that I airdropped it over here, man. Where is it? I heard it. I didn't see it. Is it in downloads? It is. It's in downloads. Is that where it airdropped it to the downloads? Come on. How do I move this fucking screen? I don't? Is that what you're telling me? What is this? Oh. I don't see all of the audience sound effects that I want. They're not here. Yeah, see, I don't see it, man. So something's... And that was July 6th. So this is bullshit. It's got nothing to do with me. Where's the airdrop of this motherfucker? What, there's four files that I wanted fucking sent, man. And I don't know where they are. Oh, there it is. Hello. There's nothing in AirDrop. There's nothing here. This is probably the sent area. Where is the receive? God damn it. How much time I got on this motherfucker? 30 minutes. Jesus, what the fuck? No, it's impossible, man. I can't do a fucking prep a show in 30 minutes. I don't know. I don't know why I ever thought that I could. This is really weird, man. Really goddamn weird. The fuck is this? Where's the sound effects, man? Where do I find them? Where are the sound effects? Okay, never mind. I know where they are. Oh, here. Desktop. All right. Well, look. I can't seem to find... I want to send these to this machine here. Okay? Share. AirDrop. Okay? Oh, I dig. You know what I think? I got to do them individually. Is that it? You telling me I got to do them individually? I don't... That's ridiculous. There it is. Now it's sending. So it just sent. As far as I can tell. But it ain't doing what I want it to fucking do, motherfucker. Is this it here? Oh, here it is. Oh, okay. It's here in the downloads, which I find to be fascinating because MP3. No, man. Where is this goddamn... Bitch motherfucking... All right, here's the open. Audience, open. Two. I don't need two of them. Audience members. Light clapping. Heavier clapping. Whoops. Wait. Heavier clapping. And that's all we need. And we already have audience open, right? Yeah. I think we're groovy, man. Open up the battery and we'll be ready to go. Although, who the fuck knows? Because I got to play the music off of this. and I got a sound effects off here, and I have more than one sound effect. That's where you just got to give up and say, all right, dude, you know, you win. I mean, we got a very limited ability to... And you know what? When you're engineering your own shit, if this was a real-time radio show, I would just go with the flow, man. I would just do whatever I had to fucking do, right? But it ain't, man. So, you know, my thing is... All right, so that's a groovy thing. Now, what's this, man? That's what I'm going to... No, that's horse race. This is what I'm going to use here. Yeah, all right, so I think, yeah. Okay, that's what I'm going to use there. Now, what I want to do is I want to drop my stuff in. Do this thing here, man. Okay. Audience, I want to put it down here. Bang. Bang. That's a good sound effect there. I like that one. This is the phone. Come on. What? No, I don't need that. So I got heavy, light, heavy, light. Here's members. And open. And open. All right, so what we have here is... Perfect. Yeah, I say perfect. Watch me go hog wild when this thing starts. Goddamn fucking piece of shit. Shut your filthy holes. Shut your hole. All right. Beep, 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 beep. You guys know this cat who does Dilbert? Is that, what's his name? Scott McAdams? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 5, 13, 15. People talk to me about staying in my lane when I talk politics. Hey, you're just a funny man. Stay in your fucking lane. This guy's, he draws Dilbert. What the fuck kind of, you know? Yeah, I'll stay in my lane as opposed to an intellectual fucking giant like the guy that draws. I don't give a fuck how smart he appears. I appear smart to some people. Somewhere, somehow. Jesus H. Christ. I'm telling you, man, the fucking gall of some of these people. Anyway... I got my hands full talking to fucking Democrats, cats that support Bernie. I love Bernie. Good for Bernie. He's a fantastic guy. You know, he may not win, man. We may want somebody else in there who can actually beat this. Never mind. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go there. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because I know it just fucking tightens people's jaws. My fucking jaws are tight. You have no fucking idea how pissed off I get. God damn it. Today on Twitter, I basically said I'd love to fight Trump. Now, I don't know whether I was going to get a visit from the fucking... Secret Service or not, but I thought I couched it in such a way. I said, hey, let's do a workout some afternoon, Mr. President. You know, like, view.
Testing 1, 2. This is Wes Hurlford, and I'm Dean Wheeler, and welcome to Wes and Dean. Shit. I don't like it, Dean. It makes us sound like gay boys. What are you talking about? I don't like the whole Wes and Dean thing. I'm trying to save your career. My career is doing fine. I was managed by Bill Guilford. Then you came along with a real sweet talk. He sweet-talked me one night.
What do you mean he sweet-talked you?
I was drunk. Oh, yeah, right. I said I could get this guy booked into the big clubs in San Francisco. And I said, why do I want to go there? That's not exactly a country music hotbed. Every city's a country music hotbed.
San Francisco is just as big a country music hotbed as any other big city. New York, what about that?
What about New York? Are you bullcrapping me, New York? New York City?
New York had a big country station, probably still WHN. I used to know the guy that programmed the New York country station. WHN, baby, in New York. Is that still the country music station? We haven't got one in L.A. Where the fuck do we even have formats like that anymore? You know, I haven't heard anybody talking about... I remember when Jim Duncan was on... what the fuck was the country station we had? We had KLAC for a long time, but that's not country. That's went sports a long time ago. We had a country music station was on the FM dial. It's probably still there. It must be still there. It has to be still there. It must be still there. Is that right? All right. Here's our final Pluto. This is our final Pluto of the day here on the Phil Hendry Show. Now, let's not get too weird. Okay, there it is. Good. Yay. And, yeah. So I'm tired of that motherfucking song. Testing 1, 2, 3, bitch. Here we go, bitch. All right. Oh, man. All right, here we go, Van. Did I call you Van? Here we go, Van. Pluto TV. Pluto TV. Out of this world? Sure, there are all kinds of cliches. But Pluto TV is the... Let's do it again. Pluto TV can put you right where you...